Morning, everyone. Very Merry Christmas to everyone. So first, to any visitors who are here with us, welcome to Christ the King. My name's Father Ed Herzog. I'm the associate pastor here, and we're blessed to have Father Ben Sawyer, our pastor here as well. So welcome to Christ the King to any and all visitors. So this morning we celebrate, of course, the nativity of our Lord. We celebrate the fact that God became man. The incarnation, right? The fact that God became like us in all things but sin, taking on human flesh to his very person, right? And it's today that we celebrate the centerpiece of our faith, right? The most essential piece of what it means to be Christian. And of course, today we understand that when we celebrate Christmas, but I think this is something that we overlook throughout the rest of the year. Because for us, it's so easy to think about Christianity as a mere moral system or as a philosophy, as an idea. And of course, there is that aspect of our faith. But the centerpiece of our faith, right, the bedrock of it is the fact that God became man in the person of Jesus Christ. Without that fact, nothing else matters. And that's what we celebrate today, right? That's why there's so much joy. I mean, you know, you look at the church, you look at the way that it's decorated. You can't help but walk in here without a smile on your face because you understand that we have something to celebrate. We have something to be joyful about. The fact that God sent his only begotten Son to walk the very ground that we find ourselves on today. He descended from heaven so as to become one of us. And what's amazing is that God, in his eternal wisdom, he knew that Adam and Eve, he knew that they would fall. He knew that there would be a time where we would need a Savior. And what's amazing is, right after that original sin, what do we find Adam and Eve doing? They go and they hide themselves from God. They run away in shame. And frankly, throughout the entirety of salvation history, that's what we saw with human beings. Right? Because of the shame of their own sin, they ran away from God. And so for us, we've always thought that Christianity is man's search for God. But in reality, it's the exact opposite. It's God's search for us. And today we celebrate the fact that God, that he came and he searched us out. That as immediately as Adam and Eve, as they fled, as they ran away in shame, God began this process, this plan to send his Son so as to come and to search us out. That's why today we celebrate the fact that Jesus, the one that we call Emmanuel, meaning God is with us, he has come to reconcile his people to God. In fact, if you look at the entirety of Scripture, that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is God searching us out, trying to bring us into that one family. Right? And today, this celebration of the incarnation, this celebration of Christmas, right, is the fulcrum upon which the entirety of our faith now rests. Right? Nothing would ever be the same because that baby found himself in the manger 2,000 years ago in that small town of Bethlehem. And what's amazing, too, is the way in which God chose to become man. In fact, I love the way that C.S. Lewis, the great Christian apologist, the way that he phrased it, is he said that Jesus, God chose to become man by sneaking behind enemy lines. Right, God chose to become a human being in the midst of a vulnerable child, sneaking his way not into one of the great metropolitan areas of the old, you know, of the ancient world. Because you would think that he would choose to come maybe to Rome, right? Right, the center of the political world 2,000 years ago. Or if not Rome, maybe Athens, right? The center of the philosophical, the intellectual world. And if not one of those two, then at least Jerusalem. Right, the epicenter of the Jewish faith. But God doesn't choose to do that. He chooses to become man in this small town of Bethlehem, sneaking his way behind enemy lines and beginning what is arguably the greatest act of espionage that we would ever see. That he sneaks into enemy territory, into this realm of sin, so as to come and to undermine the works of the devil, so as to undermine the works of evil, so as to begin now this process of reconciliation to undo what Adam and Eve did millennium before them, or thousands of years before them, before Christ. You see, that's what we celebrate today. The fact that Jesus came to us, that he is the Emmanuel, the God is with us. You see, it's so tempting for us to see this event of Christmas as just a mere point in history, as something that happened 2,000 years ago. And it's true, it did. In fact, when we look at the gospel writers, they bring in key historical figures. We think of Caesar Augustus, we think of Herod, we think of Pontius Pilate. Figures that we can still see in historical textbooks today, putting Jesus in that same frame of reference, saying that, listen, this guy, this story that I'm going to tell you about in my writings here, he's as real as any of those three. But there's one key difference. Because this story that I'm going to tell you is about the Son of God. But he is as real nonetheless. This isn't a myth, this is truth. And so again, it's easy for us, and it is true that he is. He's a historical figure. He's as real as anyone else. But if we think that Christmas is merely just an event that happened 2,000 years ago, we're missing the point. Because Jesus, he is the eternal Emmanuel. He is eternally with us. Jesus didn't come merely to reconcile the people of Israel 2,000 years ago, trying to bring them into a relationship with God, but he came so that all of us, including all of us here today, that we might enter into that same relationship with God. And in fact, when we unpack the story, when we unpack the way that Jesus came among us, we can see this. Because it was no mere coincidence that he came to the town of Bethlehem, that he was laid in a manger. No, because when we take a look at what the word Bethlehem actually means, it means the house of bread. And we see that Jesus as an infant, right, that he's laid in a manger, the place where animals feed. You see, Jesus, God, he was beginning to lay out for us, he was beginning to foreshadow the fact that he was always going to be with us and that he was always going to give himself to us in a substantial way. Right, Bethlehem being the house of bread, the manger being the place where animals eat, him being placed there, prefiguring for us the fact that he was going to give us himself in the Eucharist. That he was going to give us himself to feed upon him so that we might enter into the most intimate relationship that we possibly could with God. You see, that's what we celebrate today. Yes, a historical fact, a time 2,000 years ago where God entered into history. But we still continue to celebrate that same fact today here in Wichita, Kansas, 2,000 years later. You see, today what we celebrate is that eternal Emmanuel, the fact that Jesus is still here with us today. And in fact, if you look at the closing lines of Jesus' gospel, of Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells his apostles, he says, "Behold, I am with you until the end of the ages." And Jesus, he echoes that even to us here again today. He is still with us. You see, today in 2018, here in Wichita, Kansas, we celebrate the fact that God became man, and we celebrate the fact that he continues to come to us today, that he continues to search us out today. Because here in just a few moments, right, that same child in a manger, he'll become present at this altar, as he does at every single altar, every single day throughout the world. So Jesus, he will come here. He will come to search us out, to show us that he still is that Emmanuel, the one God who is with us.